In this week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayechol b'yasu b'nei Yisrael." The Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and Klal Yisrael went and did it. And Rashi points out from Chazal that cannot be possible because Moshe spoke to them on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and they didn't do the Korban Pesach until 14 days later. So Rashi brings from the Mechilta that since Klal Yisrael undertook to do, the pasuk gives them credit as if they had done it already. Vayechol b'yasu, as if they already had done it. So on this concept of Vayechol b'yasu, Rav Avoh points out the significance and importance of Kabbalah. It's not just enough to do something, but it's a person has to be mekabel it. We find that we have something called Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't just do Shabbos. We don't just Shabbos doesn't come memela upon ourselves, but we undertake to do Shabbos. We're mekabel Shabbos. There's a lach of Kabbalah's yomtiv. A person should be mekabel yomtiv upon himself. So we find the union of Kabbalah. You find by tshuva, part of tshuva is not just correcting him, it's the Kabbalah Allah Habba, that I'm committing to do something. I would add that we find the Mishnah called Makabala Ol Torah Mivir Mimenu Omach as well as the Bol Derech Eretz. The person who's Makabal Ol Torah, the person who could learn, but he's not being Makabal to do it. He's not undertaking to do it. And he might learn as much as the other person who was Makabal, but it wasn't done under the acceptance of a commitment to do so. And that changes the flavor of the action totally. It's maybe one way to understand it, or one way to connect it, is the Rabbeinu Yonah talks about that there's a person who serves his master in every area but one. So he says that he's not an Eved, because an Eved must listen to his master. So even though he happens to choose to do the 50 things that the master asks him to do, he chooses to do 49. Even the 49 that he does, he's not doing under the status of an Eved, because an Eved is committed totally to commit to what the master says. So he's explaining why a person who's a mumer l'davar echad, a person who refuses to undertake one part of Torah, it doesn't just affect that one area, but affects everything that he does. So taking that a step further, even a person who does all 50, he does all 50 because when it happens, he chooses to do so beyond the mile of Bechira, but that means he's left, as it were, in his mind, a choice whether to do it or not. As opposed to the person who says, I've undertaken to do this, I must do this. It changes the whole flavor of the action. The action is being done not because I'm this individual which is choosing and I get to decide yes or no, but rather I made a commitment, I must do this. Rav Elbow writes, when he talks about the different parts of tshuva in Ali Shur Kali Beis, he says, why do you need a Kabbalah Allah Haba? Just do it. Why do you need to be makabalit? So he says that Bechira is a tremendous thing that Bereshit gave us, but Bechira can be used L'Tov or L'Ra. Part of the tikkun of the Bechira or L'Ra is by recognizing that you don't really have that choice. You really have to undertake to do something. You have no choice. You must do this. Some of the greatest people who have accomplished things in their lifetimes, because it came to the recognition that they're the right person for the situation. They must do this. They don't have a choice but to do it. Once we undertake that we must do something, we will do it. And it flavors the whole different. It's a whole different type of level of a commitment, of an action, of a service to Kadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved. There's so many different layers that a Kabbalah adds. That's something to think about, to contemplate. In what ways does a Kabbalah add to our avoidance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Have a good Shabbos.